This is a wonderful way to greet our... Lindy Elms is back in the studio. Rescuing creatures is what she does so well. And on a Friday, she's in the studio to talk about aspects of animal rescue, wild animal rescue. And today we're talking about a fundraiser, a quiz that's going to be taking place next Tuesday, which you're definitely going to need to be there. You know, it's a good thing because you get to socialize, you get to mix and mingle with lovely people that care, and you meet Lindy. Good morning and welcome to you.
Morning, Dave. Lovely to be here.
And you've brought with you a very special guest.
Yes, this is Mark Blue. He's a speed quizzing master, so he does our quizzes for us. Very professionally run, quite impressive. And lots of really exciting items at the event on the evening.
Well, welcome to you, Mike. It's lovely to have you on the morning show.
Hi, Dave.
Tell us a little bit about what you've got in store for us on Tuesday next, and where is it taking place?
So it's happening at Beechwood. They very kindly agreed to host for us. All arranged by Lindy, of course, and the wonderful people at Wildlife Rescue. So we're going to be putting on a quiz evening, like the traditional pub quiz, only on steroids. It's speed quizzing, so it happens via a smartphone. You're all connected. The scoring is instant. There's no pens and paper and schlep of marking, but it's a lot of fun, and it's about speed, and it's very democratic. Everybody has a chance of not only, you know, scoring points and doing well in the quiz, but of winning the prizes and mostly, of course, supporting Wildlife Rescue.
And as a professional quiz master, what are the top tips that you have for anyone that is keen to enter?
Well, first up, I'd have to say quiz host. The quiz master is who we're looking to find on the night. Somebody or a team, that's going to be the master. I'm just there to host it. But in terms of tips, I don't know. Listen to your radio.
I love that.
There you go. The man knows what to say in the right context. So this is good news. On last week, we had the absolute privilege of a little rescue creature in the studio. It was possibly the most exciting studio guest we've had for a long time. Yeah. That little vervet monkey is now off at Crow, is it?
Yes, Dave. And just to be clear, those what we hold is are not pets. We don't treat them as pets. They're treated as wild animals. And they get up to the rehab facilities as quickly as possible so that they can start their new life integrating into a troop of their age. So just they're not, we don't pass them around, and they're not, it's not like a petting thing. They are kept wild, and yeah.
Well, that's absolutely as it should be. And I'm just wondering how one goes about avoiding the imprinting, if you like, or the, what do you call it, when a wild creature becomes very used to humans, and then they lose their fear of humans, and that could be a huge problem going forward.
It definitely is. So we try and not handle the animals as much as possible. When feeding, we turn them around and feed them not facing us, so they're not imprinting on the face while they're feeding. And at some stages, sometimes we actually put a mirror in front of them so they can see themselves. And again, trying not to imprint and handle as little as possible. The little ones are difficult because they need a little bit more care, but as they get older, there's less and less contact with them.
I think with monkeys, probably certain people remind them very much of their mothers, so there's no problem. But it's difficult with the other creatures that.
I just exactly.
There is clearly a need for wildlife rescue. Why is there, well, let's put it this way, there is clearly a need for wildlife rescue. Just a lot of folk are unaware of how to go about rescuing wild creatures, and with the best will in the world, wanting to do the right thing, do something good for something, a creature in distress, they cause more harm than good. What would your advice be to anyone coming across a creature that is injured, in need of assistance, and clearly they want to help?
So, Dave, the most important thing is to first keep eyes on it. Don't let it out of your sight. Send a phone number, a name where you are, a location pin. If there's dogs around, move the dogs away. Keep calm and just give us a call, and we'll be there as quickly as possible. But the most important thing is to stay with the animal, because once it's moved off and we go out looking for it, we very seldom find them because they they vanish.
So the number to ring, we'll put it up as a podcast, so you won't have to remember this number, but give it to us now.
It's 083-607-4498.
083-607-4498 is the number for wildlife rescue in the greater Ballito area. Lindy and her team will attend to the thing, the matter, as they say in legal practice, and doing it out of just love and concern for wild creatures. You're a volunteer, you and your team. Gosh, you need all the support and help that we can give you.
So, Dave, yes, and again, we rescuers and stabilizers, and then we work closely with CROA as a rehabilitation center. So we are permitted to hold for a short period of time, and then the animal will need to go to a rehab center, and CROA is our preferred rehab center. They've been in the area for 45 years. Clint will be joining us next week, the CEO, to talk a little bit about that.
They do remarkable work, but yeah. So do you. And the point we're getting to is it's a volunteer work, but it costs you money, and you need help. You need a fundraiser like this coming Tuesday, at the Beechwood Hotel. The quiz. It's going to be a blast for you to get together with lovely folk, and you're going to be supporting Lindy and her team in their wild rescue effort. So, what is the ticket price?
It's only 50 Rand. It's 50 Rand. It just goes onto your meal bill. And I think the big thing is, Mark has a wheel that we spin. I'm not too sure how that's going to work yet. But
maybe Mike can tell us how it's
going to
work.
Yes, there we go.
Well, Lindy's organized so many prizes and whatever. So there's going to be stuff up for grabs for everybody taking part. Well, hopefully everybody. So there'll be prizes. There'll be an opportunity to chip in for a raffle to raise, obviously, some additional money. But the prizes, you are going to come away a winner. So it's also about the competition of the quiz with the speed quizzing. But obviously very much about contributing. But you'll be doing it in a way, having fun and social.
So you'll be getting value. The point is that you'll be doing something good, but you'll also be getting value. It'll be fun, surely, but they might even be winning a prize worth more than your contribution. So you see, this is the thing. You alluded to the fact that it gets added to your bill. So does one have to go for supper there?
Well, you obviously, if you're going to be there for 2 hours, you can maybe have something to drink. But yes, there is a dinner dinner available. There will be a full menu available.
But so you don't have to go. You can just come for the quiz if you want
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Then it will just be 50 Rand. So okay. If you're not eating or drinking, it's just a 50 Rand cover charge.
So you'll run a tab during the course of the event. And if you choose to add drinks and eats, etc., it'll all be presented at the end of the evening. And a good time will be had by all for a marvelous cause. So the thing is, we know that there are so far 40 tickets sold. There are another 60 to go, and then it's full. Then it's over. So don't do that regular KZN thing and let's wait till the night of the event before we decide. That'll be stupid because you will miss out. Rather just book now.
Yeah.
And how does one book?
So you, I don't have the number. It is on the.
But it's Beechwood.
It's Beechwood Hotel.
Through the hotel. Very easy.
Yeah, just find the hotel and just mention it. You're booking for the quiz night. It's Wildlife Quiz Night.
And there's where you'll get to meet Lindy and her team and Mike. Now what was it? I said Quizmaster. I got it wrong. It's the quiz.
Quiz host.
Host. Yes. See, we learn things on this.
Host, yes.
I always thought the one conducting the quiz was the quiz master.
He doesn't know the answers to the questions.
Yeah, you know, we can make up some questions for you if you like. Well, question number one, why are we all here? The answer, because we're not all there. There we go. Well, it's lovely to meet you, Mike, and lovely to see you again, Lindy. And before we wrap, is there any urgent matter?
Oh, no, just getting people to the event on the night, and really some really exciting things. We're trying to make it as classy as possible. So it's going to have a little bit of a different twist as well. And obviously with Mark being there, the professional side of the quizzing is spectacular. So.
Well, we're looking forward to it hugely. We will definitely be there. We are. Look forward to seeing you there. And, until then, we will reconvene again next Friday morning for a further update on the matters wild and wild rescue and with Cindy and her ducks. Lindy, I'm sure you also get confused because you called me Mike last week, so I'm just getting you back. It's all fair in love and war. Lindy Elms, the wild rescue specialist, and Mike, the quiz expert.
I'll take it.
Joining King and Dave on the morning show. Thanks so much for popping by.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, King.
Thank you.
See you back to Mike.